Move on. Should MPs have the final say on Brexit? There has been media speculation that Theresa May will trigger Article 50 and the UK's exit from the EU without a parliamentary vote. Is that the right move? Is it time indeed just to get on with it now and move to the next stage? Daily Mail journalist Andrew Pearce is with us, as is Kevin Maguire, who's the associate editor at the Daily Mirror. Kevin, first of all, to you, do you think is this what is going to happen, that there is going to be no vote, that we're going to just move on to the next phase?
We've heard no sign from Downing Street that there will be a vote. We're told that the legal position is that the Prime Minister can trigger Article 50 and then decree when we leave. I think politically and democratically, she should give MPs who represent us a vote on triggering Article 50, which is the start of the two-year formal process of leaving. Mm-hmm. And once the terms are negotiated, they should be put to a vote of MPs. Remember, Theresa May, the Prime Minister, isn't even elected by Conservative MPs.
But the people, Kevin, have spoken through the referendum. Surely the people's wishes should now be carried out.
Oh, yeah, no, I absolutely accept that, unless there is another general election in which a party stands and argues we should stay in or have a second referendum. I absolutely agree with that. But the decision on how we proceed should involve as many people as possible rather than just Theresa May, because, yes, the simple choice in that referendum, do we leave or remain, was leave. But leave means many different things to many different people.
Andrew, what do you think? Why is Theresa May, do you think, frightened of throwing this open to Westminster?
Well, I don't think she's frightened at all. And leave means one thing. It means leaving. I don't know why Kevin Maguire is confused about that. The British people, 17.6 million of them, voted to leave the European Union. And indeed we will, which is why we don't need a vote to trigger Article 50, because the British people have spoken, they want us to leave the European Union. We can't start that process until that article is triggered. Now, I think there is an argument later down the line for putting a vote to the detail of the negotiated departure that her government comes up with, putting that to parliament. Then you could argue about that, but I don't think there is any possible reason whatsoever to having to have a vote in Parliament, which will be used for grandstanding by various politicians. We've already seen Owen Smith, he's the non-entity who's running for the Labour leadership against Jeremy Corbyn, saying if he was a Labour leader, he would try and stop the whole referendum.
Yeah, what's the point in having MPs if they can't get involved in something like this? If they have to sit on their hands without a vote, and Theresa May just goes ahead and triggers Article 50.
Hang on. They had a vote. They had a vote on the referendum, and 544 of 650 MPs voted for a referendum. Are you now saying that because some of them might not like the outcome, they then can have another vote on the referendum? We've had the vote on the referendum. Mm-hmm. We've had two votes. We had the vote in Parliament, which created the referendum, and the vote in the country where people voted mm-hmm. to leave, and they voted to leave quite comfortably. So it's not a question of MPs sitting around doing nothing. There'll be all sorts of negotiations which will go before the Commons, but the actual process of starting the process of getting out of the EU should begin as soon as possible without a vote in Commons.
And do you think there should be a vote whenever that deal is reached among MPs before they move to the next stage?
I think when they come up with the final blueprint, which will be whether we stay in the single market and various other things, I think there is an argument then that the government, because they won't have got that fully mandated from the British people to put that to Westminster, to put it to Parliament. But I would say this, though. The main Vote Leave organisation was an organisation called Vote Leave, and their position in the referendum was quite clear, that not only do we leave the European Union, we leave the single market.
So just to be clear, Andrew, you think there should be a vote on a deal in Westminster?
What I'm saying is this, that we do not need a vote at all on triggering Article 50. We just get on with it.
But on the deal?
I think it depends on what the deal is. If it's very contentious and divides opinion badly, then it would be in the interest of democracy to put that, the final...
But surely what does that say about democracy? If we don't like the look of the deal, we better not let our MPs vote on it?
I'm just saying, if people think it's contentious, that we should have a vote on it. That's what I'm saying. You're not listening.
Kevin?
Oh dear, if grandstanding had been an Olympic sport at Rio, Andrew Pearce would have come back with gold.
The bad loser speaking.
Let Kevin have his say, Andrew.
Yeah, you'll have a referendum at the end, but not the beginning. The reason
not a referendum, no, not a referendum.
The reason you have the vote at the beginning is when you want it's basically getting the crucial timing right of that two-year legal process. That's why MPs should decide whether it would be right to say, for instance, we start that two-year process this October or next April or the following September, whenever that is. And you have the vote at the end because it's a negotiation. And leaving means so many different things. Yes, of course, it means we'll have no more MEPs. We won't be in the European Parliament. Yes, it, of course, means we won't be sending ministers over to those meetings. We'll have to follow the rules of the European Union, even when we're out, because we trade with them, but we won't have a say in them. But what does it mean on migration? What does it mean in terms of trading, in services, in manufactured goods? What does it mean for Northern Ireland and Scotland, which voted to stay while the rest of the United States...
Let Andrew back in again.
Well, that's why I'm saying I think there is a legitimate argument to say on the detailed provision of what they negotiate, there could be a vote in Parliament. I'm not saying another referendum. We do not need another referendum. We've had one. It's clear. But as for delaying, Kevin Maguire is using this as delaying tactic. Yeah, why does it matter to people in Belfast or Bristol whether the process starts in February or March or January? We don't need a vote on that. People want to get on with it, and they want to get on with it now, and the sooner rather than later, and let Mrs. May and her new team get on with it and come back to Parliament in 2 years' time when they've got a blueprint which then Parliament can vote on.
I'll tell you why, Andrew, because...
Briefly, Kevin.
Leaving is more than a slogan. You get that timing right, you start the clock ticking at the wrong point when you're not ready, and it could be absolutely disastrous for people's jobs and livelihoods.
OK, gentlemen, we'll leave it there. Thanks, as always, for your thoughts on the programme today.